The Lord gave me a scripture. It was very interesting because I was talking to Pastor Jamie in the car. This is the scripture I had, Jeremiah 3:15. I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And the Lord would say, I am giving you a shepherding anointing in this house. And the Lord says, you are going to raise up the pastors for the great awakening. You're going to raise up the pastors, the sons and daughters who are going to go in and make sure that error and apostasy does not get into the Jesus people movement, says the Lord. And the Lord says, I'm getting ready to do a new thing, and God says that you're going to see that there are hundreds and hundreds and more of pastors that are shot like arrows from this place. And the Lord says, if you come out of the DNA of the house, you're going to get the measure of faith of the house. You're going to have an anointing to believe for property. You're going to have an anointing to believe for blessing. God says you're going to have an anointing to eradicate poverty. You're going to have an anointing to end injustice. You're going to marry righteousness and justice, which is the foundation of my throne, says the Lord. You're going to bring forth these two threads, says the Lord. And the Lord says, watch and see as I send forth, and even under the sound of this prophecy this morning, there's some of you that as you hear this, and as you will hear it in the future, says the Lord, that you will feel the mantle of a shepherd fall upon you. You will pick up the shepherd's staff, says the Lord. And the Lord says, watch and see, for you are going to have an anointing to disciple nations. And God says, this movement will not only be in America, but you're going to have a missions movement. You will be missional, says the Lord, to go into the nation, to the dark places. I will give you an anointing to bring light in darkness, says the Lord. You're going to shine with a bright light. And God says, not only will I send you forth, but you're going to be like the Moravians who did not send them one by one, but sent teams out, says the Lord. I'm going to give a team anointing to you. And God says, I'm going to raise up many worship teams. So I'm going to send out musicianaries along with the shepherds, says the Lord. And the musicianaries are going to go into the nations. And the Lord says this teeming anointing is going to release blessing. Even there's going to be tent makers that I will call alongside in this teams. And they're going to go with business ideas, business anointings. I'm going to do a new thing, says the Lord. Now it shall spring forth. It's going to be a new wave to the nations, a new mission to the nations. And the Lord says, I will even send intercessors along, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, says the Lord. Amen? You like it? You like that? That's a great word. Come on, let's shout a little bit. Hallelujah! Okay, I'm going to prophesy another phase of the building. And the Lord would say, you are going to move into phase two in the coming days, says the Lord, of building. And I was sharing with Pastor that I'm sitting here looking at this. You know, prophets, we're just weird, you know. We're like, one minute we're here, and the next minute we're like in the ozone layer. We're just somewhere else, you know. So I'm looking up here at the front, and it's like I'm not in this building anymore. I'm in a new building, at least double this size. I think probably more like triple, but how many can you seat in here? Yeah, at least triple. Anyway, so, and I'm seeing this huge digital screen across the front. And I mean, you know, cameras, things are popping. It was so real to me that I was almost surprised I was back in this building, because that was so real to me. And the Lord would say that I am going to show you how to build this new structure in the coming days, and I'm going to fill it. I'm going to fill it not once, but twice. And the the Lord says that I'm going to give you the faith commensurate for it. The Lord said, I've given you a mustard seed faith, and this mustard seed faith has now grown. I'm going to begin to bring in people that understand building. I will bring architects. I will bring engineers. Some are already here. I'm going to put together everything that's needed. And the Lord says, there will be a kid's house that you will build. And I see actually a kid's house school of ministry also there. The Lord says, I will build a new kind of Sunday school program that's going to raise up a new generation of children, and they're going to be discipled not in the supernatural and words of knowledge, but they're also going to be discipled in the word. They're going to have a strong word foundation. There will be house of prayer kids. And the Lord says that this movement, which is going to be birthed, is going to be so unique that there's going to be other kids' house of prayers and kids' house school of ministry also. And the Lord says, make room for the children, because God says, I'm going to release many, many children from this house, says the Lord. Amen? You like that word? Yeah? Yeah? Amen. I like that word too. You know, I like to go places where they believe the word. I was bragging about my church in Texas, how I went, and they didn't really have an eradicate poverty program, and now they do. And they just believe the word. I think we're now about 5,000 members. I think we baptized like 800 in the last year or so. And we have an outdoor baptistry. We have plunge parties is what we call the baptistry night. So they actually built, I gave them a word, they actually built an outdoor baptistry, the word of the Lord. And of course you couldn't do that part of the year because you would have to excavate the ice. But you could have both indoor and outdoor. And mosquito, you know, killers all around, but it could be done, but it would be quite fun. But anyway, my husband just sent me a text a minute ago and said they gave a report in the church that in the past few years they've given $1.5 million to eradicate poverty. And never was done before, you know. And before we built that baptistry, that outdoor baptistry, I prophesied, for the church, I think we baptize like about 37 a year. And think how many happened. You know, just many, many people started getting baptized. So I see that momentum that is coming. Yeah, that momentum that is coming. And the Lord says, daughter, oh, you got red shoes. I should have worn my red shoes. And the Lord says, daughter, I have given you a special gift, and I'm going to gift you some more. And the Lord says, because you have been willing to raise a tribe, your tribe are going to be part of your DNA, says the Lord. And the D and the DNA, what I'm doing here. And the Lord says that your family will be like prototypical. I'm going to put an anointing upon your family and that will bring blessing even to the kids' house. And I see many others are going to get this vision. Now, don't get nervous, but some of you are going to have a lot of kids that are going to get married, okay? You know, and not my generation, like, no, okay, okay. But, you know, it's just going to be something that happens out of this house, and it's going to be a spiritual phenomenon. It's going to be a blessing, and you're going to be a mother of that movement. Amen?